Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures all over the board today. We had corn up 2 to 3 cents and Kansas City wheat up about 2 cents, while Chicago wheat and soybeans were both lower. July Chicago wheat was down 4 1/4, and July beans down 28 cents to lead the way to the downside at 14.17 and a half. And again, that's about 7.5 cents off the low. November beans, which is the new crop, down 8 1/4 at 12.12 and a half. It looks like in those beans, the driver here is these hedge funds that have been long for the past year or so are starting to get out of the July beans, and that's driving it down. The open interest is continuing to get lower, and so as they get out of July, they are buying months farther out, buying the November, etc. But right now, they led the way to the downside. Chicago wheat also down today, 4 to 5 cents here. We march lower. These hedge funds, which have been short for a week or two, continue to add to that short position, especially in the Chicago wheat futures, because the crop looks a little bit better. But the Kansas City wheat has found its natural support level here. Up 2 cents at 7.06. We're hoping here as we have a harvest here in the Southern Plains that $7 level holds, so we'll get a pretty decent price for the wheat at this moment.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Corn export sales were 16.1 million for the old crop, 4.2 million for new crop. Season's total is 1.833 billion, which exceeds last year by about 1.145. And USDA is forecasting a gain of 1.169. So that's pretty bullish for corn overall. Bean sales, 3.2 million bushels for the old, 14.8 million for the new. New marketing year for the wheat sales begins this week. We had a net sales of 20.9 million bushels. And 57 million undelivered from last year were carried over into this year. And then we're still trading that report from yesterday. All winter wheat production looks like 1.381 billion bushels. That was lower than the guess, so maybe a little bit positive there. If you look at the ending stocks for the three crops, corn 1.146, we're lower than where we were estimating. Soybeans 125 million bushels, a little bit lower. And then wheat 593 million bushels, which is actually higher. For the 13-14. Now, if we look at the 14-15 or the new crop year stuff, corn's going to be big at 1.726 billion bushels, 10 million bushels than, more bushels than estimated. Soybeans, 325 million, 6 million and more than estimated. And wheat, 574, about 22 million more than estimated.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, June live cattle up 297 at 146, August up 295 at 145.15, August feeder cattle up 297 at 205.85, September up 290 at 206.52, June lean hogs steady at 115.97. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 1 1/4 at 7.05 1/2. September up 1 1/4 at 7.10 1/4. July Chicago wheat down 4 at 5.85 1/4. September down 4 1/2 at 5.97. July corn up 3 at 4.44. September up 2 1/2 at 4.40. July soybeans down 30 1/4 at 14.15 1/4. August down 22 1/2 at 13.60 1/4. In the cotton market, July up 11 at 85.
That's a market update for the Oklahoma Farm Report.
I'm Leslie Smith. That's your market update on the Radio Oklahoma Network.